Okay then, Declan, before we look forward, I suppose, to the Cavan match, maybe if we just briefly touch on Tyrone. It took two goals to get over your neighbours and your rivals, but a very impressive second half display in the replay match to seal your place in the semi-finals.
Yeah, Oisin, good second half, and you know, it was terrible conditions in that first half. Thought we, you know, we played reasonably well in the first half. You know, maybe not with the same intensity that we were looking for. Score was all square at half time, but when we got them inside at half time, we had a good discussion. And second half, I thought we were really good. We upped the tempo and some big performances and some big scores in the second half.
Yeah, what did you take out of those two games? Because at times, Declan, I suppose you didn't play to your full capabilities, and that's how the original game ended up on a draw. And then it took that second half for you to get over the line. So, what really did you take out of those two games? Was there a lot of learning in it for you as a group?
Well, any championship match, you're going to learn things. And I felt over the two games we played well. I thought we were a better side, no doubt about it. I felt the first day we didn't take our chances. We kicked 16 wides. And any day you just kick 16 wides and still come out without getting a defeat, you know, you'd have to say you're lucky. And we were lucky on that night because it was Danny Rogers who made a very, very good save near the end that kept us in it. But, you know, 18 points, I think, last night was a big, big return. And, you know, some very, very good scores. We missed a penalty in Balbuffet last week. But also, we created about four or five goal chances in the two games. We didn't take any of those chances. And, you know, to get over and to win any titles, you're going to have to take those chances. And we're not looking past Cavan. It's going to be a big, big test for us now on Wednesday night.
Just on the senior front, once again, a lot of the under-21s all involved in the action last weekend against Monaghan, and all have come through unscathed, by all accounts, Declan.
Yeah, they have. You know, some of the boys have played a lot of matches now over the last 3 weeks, and matches on a Sunday and matches on a Wednesday. And, you know, between the mental tiredness and the physical exertions, it can be tough. So, yeah, we're hoping that they've all come through Sunday's match, and as I say, they're all looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, is this beneficial for them having so many games in such a short period of time? I know we talked about this before, when I asked this question for you, but the intensity level now that the games have been played at, is it of benefit having two matches? Is the match practice better than what's on the training pitch, in your views, Declan?
Well, listen, it's for the players involved. You know, naturally enough, young lads want to get playing senior football, and it's great to see that. And that was always, you know, as I said, and I've said it many times now, that, you know, the plan was to get these guys through to play senior football. At the minute, they're in a very, very busy period, a very busy time frame at the minute, and it's difficult just trying to get the lads in at the weekend to get any tactical work done. And, you know, we waited until last Sunday evening to get the whole squad together, because on Saturday the guys were getting ready to play for the seniors on Sunday. But listen, it's worked out okay, and the guys have come through now injury free on Sunday evening, and as I say, we look forward to tomorrow night.
What about Jason McGee? He's had a good start for the seniors, and we're wondering, will he be fit for you on Wednesday night? What's the latest in the Clohanaly man, Declan?
Well, unfortunately, you know, he picked up that injury against Cavan just before, a week and a half before our match against Tyrone, and he's been out of action since. He's very, very close, there's no doubt about that there, and we'll wait and we'll give him every opportunity up until match time, but it's close at this stage. Will he play? As I say, we won't know until tomorrow night, basically, but he is very, very close, and he's made big progress.
Cavan of the opposition, what do you know about them? It's a different sort of challenge, is it, from to what Tyrone laid out for you in the quarter-final two games?
I don't think it will be, Oisin. I think watching Cavan, you know, all our attention was focused on Tyrone up until last Wednesday night, but once the final whistle went on Wednesday evening, we hadn't much time to celebrate the Tyrone victory. It was straight into watching what Cavan had been doing, and we've had them watching on numerous occasions, and we've also went through some videos. They're well set up, they're very, very fit, they're well organised. Niall Lynch is a good manager. He's managed a number of teams in Cavan, notably Kingscourt, to a senior championship title. So they're well set up, they're well drilled, they're going again, they set up very much like Tyrone, and they have a number of very, very good forwards. I mean, Cavan at the under 21 level, they have been the most successful team in Ulster over the last 6-7 years. They've won 4 titles out of 6 at under 21 level. Really, really good pedigree there. As I said, really well set up. They will be defensive, they will get a lot of bodies back, but then they have outstanding forwards and Connolly and Kevin O'Reilly and Thomas Edward O'Donoghue, Brian McGee, really good forwards, and it's going to be a difficult evening.
I know the game against Tyrone was a big one for you, but you'll be taking nothing for granted here, and you'll be looking for your side to knock on from that Tyrone one, where there is improvements required and there is some areas where it's needed, Declan.
There is, absolutely. Every game, there's no point going in and saying, oh yeah, we're happy with that there. Yeah, we're happy with a lot of aspects of the game over the two legs against Tyrone, but there's room for improvement, absolutely. A lot of room for improvement, and you know, once the game finished on Wednesday night, the first thing I said to the lads, listen, lads, I know it's great when you beat Tyrone in any championship. It's, you know, it's local derby. It's always big rivalry there. But our focus turns to Cavan. We've won nothing. It's only a first round of an Ulster championship. Next Wednesday night, we play Cavan in the semi-final. And that will be worthless if we don't go on and beat Cavan now on Wednesday night. And as I say, it's going to be another tough 60 minutes.
Thanks, Declan. We wish you all the best on Wednesday.
Thanks, Oisín.